to some violent content. Parental discretion is advised.
Hello, Becky. I've been waiting a long time to meet you face to face. I'm Shayna. I know all about you. Everybody always talks about Becky Lynch and what a shining example she is of the talent that comes from NXT. You know I'm friends with Ronda Rousey. We train together. You beat Ronda at WrestleMania. I want to make something very clear, Becky Lynch. I'm not Ronda Rousey.
This is Ronda Rousey, and you're listening to The Clinic on Sports 1280 on WHTK.
The time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Wrestling fans, welcome to the Pain Clinic. Just shut the mic off next time you got a cough, okay? Welcome to the Pain Clinic for... Hold on, Brian, you got a cough there? Okay, for November 9th. To holidays today real quick. It's Chaos Never Dies Day and World Freedom Day. Birthdays today, real quick. AEW champion Chris Bubbly Jericho is 49 today. He is the youngest AEW champion. He also is the oldest AEW champion.
We can overlook that part.
Okay, but he is the youngest. So he is 49 today, and he's celebrating a birthday. I guess he's down in Baltimore for the pay-per-view this weekend. Tonight, WWE former UK champ Pete Dunne is 26 today.
Amazing. He's only 26.
And he's, yeah, man, crazy. The Pain Clinic's brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, Don't Slight, Empire Culver. Join us November 2nd for UFC 244. Nope. That already happened. That was last weekend. Negate that. We'll say
a lot of you did join us. So.
I know. I appreciate it, man. It was packed. I want to thank everybody. We're going to be there for 245. It's in December. Three title bouts. I can't remember what day. Is it 14th or 13th of December? Three title bouts on it. I'll get that information later. We appreciate everything. Salvatore's hosting these. It was a lot. I can't believe how packed it was. It really was, you know, good crowd for... they want to see Nate Diaz, I guess. You know, or I don't know.
Masvidal.
Jorge Masvidal, you know, the guy who knocks someone out in 5 seconds. But that we'll be there for every UFC, so don't forget we'll be there in December, and I'll get the date for you. Interested in roller derby, want to be a skater, officiate, Rock City Roller Derby needs you. Contact recruitment at rockderbyrecruitment@gmail.com and join Rock City Roller Derby. If you're interested in skating for the men team or, you know, at least volunteering and helping out, it's Flower City Fear, F-L-O-U-R, cityfear.com. Contact them. We got a lot of stuff to talk about today. Man, pay-per-view tonight. Full gear, right?
Yeah.
In Baltimore. That's AEW, but... going to jump right to the phones quickly first because we have a special guest on the line who's going to tell us a little bit about there's a UWC show Sunday. It's Mr. Perez. You there, Mr. Perez?
Yes, I am. Good morning. How are you guys doing today?
Doing great. How you doing, sir?
Not bad, thank you. I might sound a little funny right now. I'm coming down with a cold. I apologize about that. Other than that, I'm doing awesome. Thank you. Looking forward to the show tomorrow.
Yeah, well, tell us a little bit about it. We've got lineup. I see that HC Loke is in the main event.
Absolutely. Well, he's the he's the network champion. You know, he's the title holder. So you got to have the title holder in the main event, and he's going up against Sebastian Braun. It's going to be an interesting match because anyone that knows HC Lowe knows that he's a bruiser, tough guy, but he's not the tallest guy out there. And Sebastian Braun is a big boy. He's probably like 6'4". So it's going to be an interesting match to see how well HC Lowe can handle just the sheer size of Sebastian Braun.
Oh, definitely. And I was going to say, this not only is it a show at the Main Street Armory, and was it start at 1 or is it 2 o'clock?
Starts at 2 o'clock. Yeah. Doors open at 1:30.
1:30. I was going to say, not only that, but it's also a taping, right? You guys are doing a taping during that?
Yes, we will be.
And so you get a chance to possibly show, be up in the UWC taping tomorrow, but you got a lot of matches set, and that's we just went right to the main event, but there's a lot more going on. You know, we've got the Mad God Trip taking on Bobby Ocean for the it was at the Northeast City title match there.
Yes, that's what that's for, and that's going to be a great match. You got two contrasting styles right there. Bobby Ocean is an incredible tactician, but he's also a high flyer. And, you know, in UWC 1, he had a match against Dakota Orion, and that was by far the standout match of that particular event. So I can see this particular match being over the top, because anyone that knows the Mad God Trip knows that he likes to just pound and ground people. So it's going to be a fun match to watch. I think they're both going to hurt each other pretty bad.
Very cool. And then also on it, for the Greater Rochester Tag Team match, we got Born to Wrestle taking on Arcade Heroes.
Absolutely. And the first time they fought, it was a very entertaining, great tag team match. Both teams laid it out all on the line, and Arcade Heroes came out on top. It's going to be a fun match. They both like to play up to the crowd while taunting each other. And it's one of those matches that if you haven't seen them wrestle each other, you need to get to the show and you need to see them wrestle, because it's going to be an outstanding fun match.
Very cool. So what's the details? Can you give us the details? I think it's tomorrow, obviously. Doors open at 1:30. It goes to about 4:30. Yep. Main Street Armory, which is 900 East Main Street. Hosted, of course, by the UWC Network. Tickets are, what, $12 at the door, I think?
Tickets are $12. We've done away with the tiered pricing. You know, we used to have front row 15, general admission 12. We've done away with that. All tickets are now $12. If you want to sit at the front row, get there sooner. But all tickets are $12.
Very cool. And I was going to say, you guys, I saw the setup for the UWC 2, and the lighting was amazing. I think it was real, you know, there's not a bad seat in the house in the place. And, man, hopefully we can send some people that way, because it looks like a lot of fun, you know, an early show, you know, so you get the rest of your Sunday free after that. And very cool. I appreciate you calling, Mr. Prez, and letting us know what's going on.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on, and have a good rest of the show.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. That was Mr. Prez from the Underworld Cartel UWC Wrestling. Tomorrow, Main Street Armory. You cannot miss it. 1:30 doors open. 2 o'clock, the action starts. We're going to talk. Thank you so much. We're going to jump from one phone call to the next. I don't have a sponsor for the phone line, so we'll just say, hey, we've got Mike from Rochester. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how you doing, Richie? How
doing good. Doing good. Happy Saturday to you. Happy Pain. Hey, by the way, I forgot to mention, we are entering our 21st year of the Pain Clinic. So
we can drink.
So Pain Clinic can drink now if it goes out. And you can buy a Pain Clinic shot.
That's right. Absolutely, man. You officially have a little bit of the bubbly.
A little bit of the bubbly. Hopefully, I did tweet out to Mr. Chris Jericho wishing him a happy birthday and asked him if he would call. So who knows? We'll see what happens. We got an hour.
That would be awesome if he did. He's got a little bit bigger fish to fry tonight, like trying to keep the AEW world champion, keep himself as the youngest world champion.
I will say, I will say one thing. Cody Rhodes laid it all on the line in that promo on AEW this past week, and pretty much Cody said if he doesn't walk away with that belt, he's never going to contend for it again.
That's one of the reasons why I was calling, because I think the promo was awesome, but it also sets up a little bit of a quandary, because I think it's a little bit too early to take the title off of Jericho. But at the same time, once you do what he did, it almost like he almost has to win unless he gets like screwed so badly. But I'm not sure if it's not too early to turn MJF either. So it's going to be very interesting tonight, like how they do that match.
Do you think MJF's going to turn eventually just because he has that cocky look every time he comes down to the ring?
I think eventually he's better served as a heel, so I think at some point he will.
And he wears scarves too. He wears scarves too, I'm just saying, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. He's like a young Chris Jericho in a lot of ways, in some ways.
Very cool. I was going to, you know, the thing about, you know, and I think that you remember Dusty Rhodes lost a loser leaves NWA match early, or I mean, in the middle of his career when he was booking and everything. And all of a sudden, this character called the Knight Rider showed up.
Yeah, Midnight Rider.
Midnight Rider, that's right. And, you know, I would not doubt for a second that we could maybe revisit that. I would love it. Believe me.
That would actually be very interesting. They could absolutely do that. Yeah. And so in the social media world today, I wonder if it would work, though.
Maybe if he's screwed so bad and then he starts showing up, maybe people are like, you know, because people were with Dusty that whole time, you know. I mean, it's him. He's got that. He had that big birthmark on his.
Well, what you
got
to do is when you have him get unmasked for the first time, you have to have it be someone else.
Yeah, absolutely. You can do it that way.
The other thing is that
since the Kenny Omega John Moxley match is unsanctioned, does that mean that match is going to go on last?
Yeah, they're doing the same thing they did with the previous one. They're going to do the lights dim and then bring it back up and have that match at the end.
Yeah, exactly. So that's another thing. It's like if you're going to screw Cody, does that make the Kenny Omega Moxley match not as heated because people are pissed off? That's another thing that I'm wondering about going into the show tonight.
You make a good point there. It's like but you know what? I think there was just enough build up to fill this pay per view on the 4 weeks it's been on now.
Yes.
I'm really excited for it. It's a Saturday night, which is really kind of unusual for pay-per-view.
But that's all they've done them on.
I know.
Yeah, that's all they've done them on Saturday nights. They're trying to like do them on to do it like a UFC style pay-per-view. That's how they want to do them. They want to do them on Saturday nights. I don't know why, but that seems to be their formula.
Yeah,
I think the next one they'll probably do, if I had to guess, was maybe like right before the Super Bowl. I could see them doing their next one, and then they'll do the one right before Memorial Day and the one right before Labor Day, and then this one. I think that's how they're going to do their formula.
So you don't think they're going to be doing them every month?
No, they're not.
We're just going to spread them out.
No, they're going to do 4 years, my understanding.
Okay, they're probably announcing where the next one's going to be after this one, though they have announced a bunch of dates coming up still on their tour, and they've been doing a very good job filling the arenas so far. So, I mean, even this past week, it was a pretty full.
Unless you looked camera side, there was pictures from camera, the hard camera side, and it was empty and roped off.
Oh yeah,
yeah. For some reason, it's weird because I always thought like Charlotte would be a place where they would draw a little bit better than they actually did. But
they drew 5,000 is what I heard is what they brought in was 5,000. So I mean, for being as new as they are and stuff like that, and Charlotte has a lot of old wrestling fans, but that doesn't mean they like a lot of the new stuff.
Right, that's true. And one other quick thing is that I'm hoping that just to switch to WWE real quick, I'm hoping that this Daniel Bryan thing is going to lead to something big for this guy, because obviously they're looking at him turning babyface, but doing it slowly. I just hope that they don't just feed him to Bray Wyatt and then that's the end of it. I actually think that he's the one guy that can actually be a big time babyface champion for them, because he's the one guy that the fans actually like, who's a good guy.
I kind of agree. I think that, he's playing the tweener right now. Obviously, Sami Zayn trying to convince him to hang out with his group. And then right in the middle of that, you know, make up your mind. And all of a sudden, the lights go red. And then, you know, Bray Wyatt shows up. And I think Daniel Bryan has had a great series before with Bray Wyatt. I think that, you know, this is not the first time they've had each other. I think this is a great first time. And I think maybe, you know, remember, Daniel Bryan's kind of guy where you can get a couple main event pay-per-views out of him with the same guy for a couple back-to-back shows, you know, at least.
True.
And I think that, I mean, I think that because he's, I remember, I think he made Roman Reigns look great a few times a couple of years ago, as well as him and CM Punk, you know, tore the house down a couple of years ago. So I think, and he's still there ready to do it, even though, I mean, heck, how can you even, you know, throw shade on that match he had, the main event of last week's SmackDown?
I was going to say, yeah, he made Adam Cole.
Oh, that was fantastic. $1 million.
Yeah, Adam Cole is like, you know, it's amazing because just thinking about Adam Cole now, he comes out and he beats, you know, two major names in WWE.
Well, he didn't technically beat Seth Rollins.
Okay, technically he didn't. But
and actually, what the booking, the way they did that, makes me think that they don't have as much trust in Seth Rollins to recover from a loss, even if it's a screwy one, than they do Daniel Bryan. Because they had him, you know, win by DQ on that and have Undisputed Era get involved and all that stuff. So it seems...
Mm-hmm. I agree with you.
And they're going... eventually, they're going to turn Seth. The rumor was they wanted to do it in Saudi Arabia. They wanted to do a double turn and turn the Fiend face, even though he's getting cheered and Seth's getting booed anyways.
Yeah, they were booing him even when he came out to cut his promo on Monday. And I guess
this coming Monday, he gets booed pretty well, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. They recorded it, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, because I think he's going to go against Walter this Monday.
Yeah, it would be interesting. Well, I would say one thing. It kind of was reminiscent of CM Punk leading... what was the group from the miners that used to come up? The Nexus. Yeah.
Nexus,
it reminded me a lot of that, the way that they were kind of setting it up with Triple H. So I wouldn't surprise me at all, and I think it would be great. I mean, Punk kind of was the guy put in that position. I don't know if he asked for it or if it was he was forced upon him, but I don't think it's, you know, if Seth Rollins definitely turns to the dark side, which, you know, because everyone's booing him when he's cutting his promos, it would not surprise me in the least if he became part of the elite there and started to, you know, be part of. And he said he's coming to NXT this week, I believe, didn't he? Didn't he say he's that at the end of he's going to be, you know, he'll come and take on the champion at NXT. So, oh, that was actually Tuesday. I'm sorry, I'm thinking back Monday because wrestling's now spread out over the whole week.
Yeah, exactly.
I keep getting out to Tuesday and going, am I missing something? Is something going on Tuesday? It's like
backstage, but no one else watched it either.
Apparently
so
not. Backstage probably gets what we get in ratings here. So.
They got 49,000.
I think
people.
You guys do a lot better.
Well, I don't know. I kind of like when they get like the real athletes out there to do stuff. But man, we got to run, dude. Thank you so much for calling.
All right, thank you, guys. December 14th, by the way, is that UFC show.
Okay, December 13th. Thank you for... 14th. Thank you for letting me know that. It's going to be one. Three great one.
Great title fights.
Yeah, yes. I cannot wait. So thank you, man. We'll talk to you later.
Absolutely, man. Have a good one.
You too. Enjoy Full Gear tonight. Man, we've got a ton of calls on the line. Do we break or do we... we're going to break. I'm going to break, guys. Sorry, please hang on just a second longer. Kind of got caught up and the calls to start the show. So speaking of Seth Rollins, we're going to go to break with him. And he's going to help us celebrate Pain Clinic 21 years on the radio here in Rochester. I just celebrated past my 26th anniversary here at iHeart. And Pain Clinic's 21. So I was here for 5 years before we started. You know, so it's lots of celebration going on. I mean, you just can't find any food around here, you know. No, remember last year we had like cupcakes and everything?
Oh, yeah, it's not, I mean...
Last year it was 20. I guess that was a big deal. So we'll be back after this. You're listening to the Pain
Someone forgot the booze.
Yeah, that's right.
It's
the bubbly.
Guys.
Where's the bubbly? 222-1280, star 1280. We'll be back right after this.
And for the last year, I've told everybody, every podcast, every radio, every correspondent, I've shouted it off the rooftops how proud I am of AEW, how proud I am of the all-inclusive nature, of the schedule, of the pay, of the fact that we will listen. This is Ellis Island for a professional wrestler. This is freedom.
I'm looking in your eyes, and I can tell that your mind is already made up. I think the truth is already screaming inside of you, Sue, so just come out and say it. You don't want to go back. You don't want to go back to the yes chance and the yes movement. You want to move forward. And you want to move forward with us. So just say so.
I'm The Miz, and you're listening to The Pain Clinic. Listen and feel the pain because I'm awesome.
Welcome back to The Pain Clinic. Thank you, Miz. Boy, we just jumped right into it, too. We haven't really touched on anything more. But we have a special correspondent on the phone with us from North Carolina. It is DC Dan Cole. DC, how's it going, buddy?
Oh, hello, fellas. Good morning and happy birthday.
Yeah, thank you. And DC, what's the temperature down there? I'm just curious.
you know, don't be too jealous. It's like 50.
That's okay. We've got freezing right now, and we do have some snow. My front yard's still covered in snow from what we got a couple days ago. So,
I will say this: I have yet to turn my furnace on, which is wonderful.
Nice. They probably don't like that down there. It's like, turn it on. We need you to spend some money. So, how's it going, buddy? How's North Carolina treating you?
You know what? Everything's going great, Cash. Everything's going great.
And I know that AEW was in the neck of the woods, and you didn't make it there, but which is cool. But you did watch it. You're the one who tipped me off to go. I had to work that night, and I came home and immediately watched it because I wanted to see what Cody Rhodes was talking about. And man, that was probably a monumental promo in this company's history so far. You'd have to say that, right?
Absolutely. And then you know, here's the thought I have coming out of this week. You know, no matter who you go with, WWE, NXT, AEW, you're going to get great wrestling. But I think what AEW is doing creatively, given the fact they have no real creative team, they have no writers, they had probably the best promo I've seen in years, along with on the same episode, they had that Chris Jericho video, which on its own was hilarious, one of the funniest things I've seen in a while. But then when you realize that it was the spoof of Cody's serious, you know, video shoot like 3 weeks prior, it's what they are showing you can do when you just let the wrestlers do what they want to do and they know is best. I think that's going to start drawing a lot more attention.
The key being that they're letting experienced wrestlers do what they want to do. You don't want someone just experimenting on TV who hasn't done it for years, I would say. And that's been key.
Absolutely, absolutely. But they trust the people that have been doing it for years to go in and just do it.
Yeah. Who knows the wrestler's character better than the wrestler themselves?
And in this, too, notice a lot of the experienced guys are teamed up with some real young guys, too. So they're, you know, they're trying to, like, drag them with them, maybe let them learn a little bit about, you know, how to read the crowd and, you know, and things like that. So,
there's still some issues. I mean, we're watching with someone who's a very casual wrestling fan. We're watching the recap before we had our Cornhole League on Wednesday. And he just looks at it and goes, does anyone sell anything? Do they just do move after move after move and kick out of every single move?
Was he like, watching a Bucks match?
No, it was pretty much every move, every match from last week.
Oh, okay.
Not this past week, but the week before.
Okay.
Yeah, was it a couple weeks ago they had a tag match where, like, the actual legal tags were irrelevant?
Yeah, yes. You don't have to hold the rope anymore, apparently.
And the refs just don't care if someone interferes.
No, definitely.
And you don't get fined if you attack a ref, even for the second time, or suspended.
Well, if you want to be that, you know, Brock Lesnar was beating everybody up on Monday trying to find out where Ray was, and it didn't matter who you were getting beat up.
Are you going to find Brock Lesnar?
Right. Yeah. They're going to find Ray.
Paul Heyman's people invented the lawsuit.
Yes.
Here's the last thing I'm going to say, and I'll get out of your guys' way so you can take some other calls. But, you know, I'm not picking sides in this. I'm just enjoying it. But I will say why I lean a little bit more towards AEW is because they don't treat me like I'm stupid. If you were to have that Jericho video that he did, immediately after that, you would have had Michael Cole and Corey Graves highlighting all the stuff that they don't think you're smart enough to understand.
You are correct.
Absolutely.
AEW just played it and just let it go. And I know I got the jokes. I didn't need somebody to explain it to me.
The best thing was you could hear the crowd laughing during it too. So I mean that
yeah, they turned the commentators down and they turned the crowd up. Yep. It was brilliant.
It was, and you make a great, valid point there. And it's like, man, I'm hoping that they're going to come around this part sometime soon because they're you know, it's funny as Cody did a press conference yesterday, and I just couldn't get in on it, but I wish I had, because I used to do those press conferences with the WWE where they'd let you ask questions and you'd have to get in queue to do it. And I would record the whole thing and go back and just put all my questions in a row when I got a few in there. And I would have done the same yesterday with Cody, because he was out, you know, promoting it in Baltimore. And apparently they must have had a fan fest or something there yesterday, because I've seen just nothing but pictures of everyone who's there.
They're making a weekend of it.
Big time. So, Danny, thank you so much for calling, man. We miss you. Hopefully you're going to come up and visit sometime.
You may see me in person in December.
Oh, all right. I'm hoping so, man. Cool. Thank you for calling, man.
All right, guys. Take care.
We will talk to you real soon. 222-1280, Star Toys, the number. We're going to go to the phones. It's Rick from Rochester. Rick, what's up, buddy?
Hey, how's it going today, guys? Happy 21st. You're finally legal.
Yes, we're legal. We're having a little bit of the bubbly with Chris Jericho.
Le champion.
Oh, champion. That's right. He is the first champion.
And the oldest champion.
And the youngest champion.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I got a few things on my mind. First of all, how awesome was that last sequence before they went off the air at AEW with all the young bucks jumping off the top and all that? That was a good sequence there.
That was insane. That was one thing I like what they do is they really build up the action right to the very end. And Young Bucks, you know, some people aren't a big fan of them. Some people are, you know. I mean, you ask Jim Cornette what he thinks. But he probably couldn't do it because he couldn't say those words on the radio. But
He's not. If you actually listen to his, he's been doing reviews of the Wednesday Night War since it started.
Oh, I saw him come out.
He is very complimentary of a lot of the stuff. It's just certain people he doesn't like. He tells you, he goes, the Bucks are fantastic athletes. Nick Jackson's a really good wrestler.
Yeah.
They just don't use any psychology in their matches because it's move after move after move and kick out.
Yeah, yeah, and then super kick. Everyone gets super kicked. You know, it's like a checklist of things you're going to see in one of their matches, and you can just check them off as you're going down. You know,
that's my
I know this will never happen, but I would like to see the Bucks versus the Revival. That would be a great match.
It'll happen next year.
Hey, Furby, what were you going to say? I forgot to introduce everybody.
I was
going to
say that's my only issue with the Young Bucks is I feel like I could watch one of their matches and I know exactly that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's like Hulk Hogan too. I mean, how many years did he do the leg drop and it was over? You know, he would no sell. And he would walk in a circle, and then he would do the leg drop, and it was over.
And then he points the finger, and everybody says, you!
You forgot the back rake.
Oh, yeah, the back rake, too. And, that would start the walk around in a circle. So, yeah, no, you're right. You know, but, I mean, that's when I got down on the WWE, because I didn't like those scripted matches that always ended the same way. You could see at one point when all of a sudden, you know, they'll have a match for 15 minutes, and then someone says go home to somebody, and then boom, no sell happens, you know, and it's
that's
like,
why
everyone
going through the motions.
Going through, well, I don't know if they're going through the motion, but it's like, it's just scripted. It's like, you know, it's like things that you expect to see. But you know what? But the Bucks, I mean, Bucks are incredibly athletic, and they do some insane stuff in their ratchet. So I enjoy, we got to meet them back in at 2CW's last show, and they were just great guys, man. They were so cool. Got the two sweet symbol with them up, you know, and everything. So, but yeah, the AEW, go on, Rick. What else did you want to talk about? Because I know AEW, I mean, they have a pay-per-view tonight. So if anybody's going to tune in, I actually have directions on how to get it in our news someplace. We'll get to that eventually.
Yeah, I was going to ask about that. I mean, I know it's obviously very young in their network programming. Do you think they're going to, I know they're only just doing 4 pay-per-views a year. I mean, $50 is a little big pill to swallow. Are they going to try to eventually maybe get a network deal like something like WWE has?
I don't know. It's hard to start doing something like that. I think I don't know. I mean, you could do what Impact did and just do their pay-per-views on their regular TV shows, which I thought was pretty a great idea. Where they were actually selling pay-per-views, and then when they couldn't sell them anymore, they just made the show the pay-per-view.
And they still do lower-priced ones every once in a while.
Yeah, they do. And then I think $50. I mean, listen, if you ever bought a UFC one nowadays, I think it's $79. So it's a little bit pricey. It's gone up since the days of 29 or 19.
Well, we're just all spoiled.
Yes, absolutely.
WrestleMania was costing $65 in HD before they started the network.
That's right. So, so imagine what that's now.
The other ones were going, I think, $35 when they started doing the network.
Yeah, so I don't know if it's steep. I think it's due to the economy and everything. And I think everything, if WWE didn't have the network, theirs would be the same price.
Okay, now, since the Eric Rowan, Roman Reigns program ended, there's nothing for Harper to do anymore?
Well, there's nothing for Rowan to do anymore either, is there? Have we seen him?
Yeah, he was chasing people out on Monday. That's what we saw him doing.
That was about it, yeah. So I don't know. That's what happens is you get on a hot hand, you go with it for a month, and then we'll see. You know,
then you switch brands and you don't do anything.
Yeah, switch brands. And now Harper's on SmackDown, right?
Yes.
And Rowan's on Raw.
Correct.
So yeah, you're not gonna. Who knows? I mean,
he was in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, both of them were. So I don't know. We don't know. I mean, right now, I think it's just it's. I think you already have one Braun Strowman. I don't know if you need another one. So, I mean, and they're very similar styles. Very I think Braun Strowman's a much better athlete, but
people care more about Braun Strowman than Eric Rowan.
And when Braun Strowman, you know, endeared himself to everybody when he like was a good guy with Tyson, whatever his name is, Fury this week. So,
two other things, I have not watched WWE Backstage yet. I DVR'd it, but there was Punk on.
No.
And that, I think they had an incredibly minuscule number of people to watch. I think it was
49,000.
49,000 people. This is a place that does 1.2 million for Monday Night Raw, and they had 49,000 people. Like I said, I think this show gets more people than they had during that show.
Where's CM Punk? I thought he was supposed to be doing stuff for Fox.
They said Fox moved on from that.
Yeah, he actually tried out, but it's like they decided not to pick him. I mean he was available. I know that, but.
The big, and in case everyone remembers last week, Renee Young was touting a big news thing that was going to happen, or a big surprise that was going to happen. It was supposed to be the Brock Lesnar quitting SmackDown thing, but they had to move that up because they didn't have any SmackDown stars in the U.S. last week. So Brock wasn't originally supposed to be on SmackDown last week, but he was.
That's hilarious. So he was just supposed to come out on Raw and say, I quit SmackDown?
No, he was going to come out on WWE Backstage and say that.
Oh, okay. Oh, bummer. Well, I like Renee Young, and she's too critical of her own self. I think she did a great job when she was announcing. I've seen some quotes from her this week saying that she was terrible. I don't think she was terrible. Okay? You know what terrible is? Terrible is, who is that dude from NBC Sports? That couldn't get Jeff Hardy's name right.
The one from terrible is on Fox Sports, Joe Buck. But Joe,
no, but I'm talking wrestling. I'm talking wrestling announcer. What was his name? The guy who was who couldn't get Jeff Hardy's. He called him Jeff Harvey.
that was so long ago.
We'll figure it out. Well, anything else, Rick?
One other thing is Ruby Riott. I'm going to be cleared to be wrestling soon.
Yeah, I guess she's going to come back and look a little bit different. I mean, she had, like, did she have double surgery?
Yeah, double shoulder surgery.
Yeah, so I don't know how long that's going to take, but she will. I know she's going to come back, and they're going to repackage her. We'll see what happens. She's a good wrestler, so I'm looking forward to seeing what they do with her. But hopefully that doesn't take too long to rehab from two shoulder surgeries. It probably will, though. Kind of like Xavier Woods. He's out, they're saying, now till after WrestleMania next year.
Well, he tore his Achilles.
Yeah,
that's a game changer right there.
Hey, Rick, thanks for calling, man.
Thanks, guys. All right. See ya.
222-1280 Star Toy. One quick call with Dan before we go to break, because we got a break. Dan, what's up, buddy?
Hey, I'm listening to you. Happy birthday. I'm listening to you on iHeartRadio.
All right. Thank you for listening. Where are you listening from?
Well, I'm a diner in New York, but I did not try to blow up the Albion High School. Okay. I went for the record.
Okay. This is not Dan. Actually, what's your name, sir? I thought you were Dan at first.
Phylexis.
Phylexis. Yeah.
You're still alive.
I've been in rehab. I almost lost my leg.
Oh, my gosh. I'm glad you're doing good. How's it going, buddy?
Oh,
this is Tom.
I haven't smoked a cigarette in 4 days. I mean, 4 years, and I haven't drank anything yet.
Do you get to call all your other favorite radio shows, or are you just calling us?
Oh, I'm letting Ben
mellow. Yeah, dude. I'm glad you're alive. We have not heard from you in forever, sir.
What radio station in Rochester, New York gets up? A big happy birthday from the favorite American drag queen, right?
Yeah, that's right. It's Phylexis or Paul from Medina. Man, thank you so much for calling, buddy. Please call back. We got to go to break.
I love you, Rick.
I love you too, buddy. We'll talk to you soon. We got to get out of here. We got to go to break. You'll listen to Pink Link on Fox Sports 1280.
That if I do not defeat, if I do not defeat Chris Jericho at Full Gear, I will never challenge for the AEW World Championship again.
That's all a wash. That's all gone. It feels like we're starting from scratch all over again. And I know my thing is redesign, rebuild, reclaim, but I don't know if I've got the energy for it this time. And so what's next for Seth Rollins? For the first time in a long time. Guys, for the first time.
Roman Reigns can quit SmackDown. Doesn't mean Seth Rollins can quit Raw and switch brands. You want to know why? Because Brock Lesnar is different. Brock Lesnar has leverage. Brock Lesnar is special. Brock Lesnar is entitled to do whatever the hell he wants to do.
I'm J.J. Dillon, the original leader of the Four Horsemen, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic.
Real name, Jim Morrison. Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. Yeah, J.J. Dillon there. Brings me back to my childhood in wrestling, the Four Horsemen, J.J. Dillon. J.J. Dillon worked in creative for WWE for many years, too.
Yes.
And as an agent. So, very historic guy in this business. And I think he's now a security guard in a prison, which is pretty cool. You know, last time we talked to him, that's what he said. So, hey, welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man with Furby.
What's up, everybody?
And in fact, Furby, we got some compliments on your Warrior T-shirt there. They like the Warrior. I like the Tampa Bay hat myself.
Went with the vibrant colors today.
Yeah, I know you got the yellow and the green. If you get to check, if you're for our friends on Facebook, you can watch right now and see him and Brian, Double B Brian Burke.
Good morning.
And Danger Boy.
You don't need to see me.
And Brian, we got a. Not only do we have the UWC show on Sunday, but if you want to go see wrestling tonight, you can make it a whole weekend. And some people got a long weekend, so you can make it a whole long weekend of wrestling. What's going on tonight at the Eagles Club, the new Eagles Club.
Yeah, I think gates open at 5:30, I believe it is.
It's for a UPW.
Yep, doors open 5:30, bell at 6.
Tickets at the door are $18, I believe.
Yep.
$15 in advance are still available as far as I know. It's the Upstate 8 tournament. So they got four matches to start that. Anthony Gaines versus Gavin Glass, Zach Thomas versus Keenan Moore, Matt Lawson versus Johnny Patch, and Vinnie Moore versus Trey Lamar. And the four winners will face off for the Upstate 8 title in a fatal four-way. Tag team champions, if you go, you will see all the 13-year-olds swooning over the champions, the process, all the 13-year-old girls, versus the McLeods, versus Defiance, versus Rhythm and Booze. And then the pay window invitational, Team Loke versus Team Mason. So,
ooh, see, Loke's working double duty this weekend.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
representing a couple different companies. That's pretty cool. It's going to be a good show. What's the times again?
It opens at 5:30, and I think the show starts at 6.
Someone, if you work with them and you're hearing this right now, let your boss know that we talk about it, okay? Okay, just want to let you know that. Throwing that out there, because we talk about all wrestling shows in Rochester. So if there's any other ones that are out there that are going to come, definitely let us know. But we're going to talk now a little bit about, I don't know what we're going to talk about. I teased it going into break, and I can't remember what I teased right now. We took so many calls, I kind of got lost. And we'll talk about, let's talk a little bit about the ratings, okay? Because this is worth noting. This past week, the one everyone looks at and they're going to always look at for a while when you have head-to-head shows going against each other. AEW on Wednesday, Dynamite went up against NXT. AEW won, but it was only by 9,000 viewers. So NXT got a big bump from what happened in Buffalo last Friday.
Well, Buffalo and then Monday.
Yeah, and Monday.
And then you start your show with AJ Styles.
That's true. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, but you don't know AJ is going to be starting that show. You just know that these guys
were flipping through the channels. You see AJ Styles, you're going to stop.
I wonder if Fox has issues with them sharing these wrestlers who they don't want to share on every show. On every show. I mean, this pay-per-view coming up, believe me, Survivor Series, great idea they're doing with the three champs taking on everybody and putting NXT on an even bar with the WWE and SmackDown, Raw and SmackDown champs. So I think, you know, I mean, they're sharing a lot. So we're going to see a lot of sharing coming up until this pay-per-view. And
I think it's perfect because what it's going to do, it's going to help out Wednesday, try to boost additional ratings, try to, you know, see what they can do to build and establish other fans for NXT. And more exposure on the main show for all the characters and all the wrestlers and everything right now. It's fantastic. And then see what it can do after Survivor Series.
True. And I mean, do you think these numbers we're seeing are an example of what we've seen on those Raw and SmackDown, you know, getting the...
Oh, yeah. It's got to be people actually like, wait, these guys, you know, they saw a good match with Adam Cole. They didn't know who Adam Cole was. Maybe they flipped over to check it out because they were promoting it on Monday on what you'll see on NXT.
Well, and you know, the Undisputed Era is a lot like the Four Horsemen. That's how I kind of see them. I see them as a kind of, they're running NXT. They show up on Monday. They show up and we get to see Adam Cole take on Seth Rollins, but they have a brawl and everything goes crazy. Everybody comes out and gets involved. Ricochet, everybody. Everybody who was on Monday Night Raw was involved in it at the very end. It was a great ending for a Raw. I love it when you have action going up to the last second. That's what we've been getting that with a lot of shows. I think that's a big plus off of all this competition. We're getting these shows that don't just, you know, drone us out with a promo to end the show, or, you know, the match ends 2 minutes and then there's like, you know, a beat down at the end. This is like complete crazy action up to the last second. I'm enjoying that. I think that's going to help the business a lot. I mean, AEW has been doing it every week anyway. So, but I think, you know, I mean, if NXT is raising up, it's actually bringing, I mean, because not like AEW is dropping, they're staying at around where they are. So it means they're drawing more wrestling fans to watch. So you're getting, you know, more fans, you know, more people watching these shows, which is a big plus.
Well, I think it's also a good indication that the World Series the week before did have a rather large impact, that both shows did rebound, and NXT itself drew almost, I mean, 250,000 more viewers than they did the week before. So there was a decent, you can tell that, you know, the week before was an anomaly because of the World Series.
Yeah, and I think, but anytime, like usually Monday Night Football kind of cuts into Raw too. To me, it's never significant enough, but
to be more significant when Raw was drawing bigger numbers,
but I think when you're looking at their target age groups that they're shooting at, that it definitely, once football is over, those numbers go back up, 25 to 54.
Helps that when football's ending, you're also going into WrestleMania season.
True.
So you're getting the Royal Rumble, you're getting the build for the Royal Rumble up until WrestleMania, and then they draw solid numbers through there, because who doesn't love the Royal Rumble?
That's right, and I can't wait till it comes.
It's
love
the only wrestling event you can legitimately gamble on and not have any clue what's going to happen, because we just draw numbers.
Do you think we'll get another large one this year, because now we have NXT being thrown into the regular programming?
No, I think they'll just do 30 again.
Still going to do 30? Yeah. You don't think they can do like a 40 and have Alberto Del Rio?
They still have to do two of them, because they got the women's one too.
Okay. Well, we got to go to break on that. We've got some news for you on the flip side. You can give us a call, 222-1280 if you want. Follow Flexus. Give us a call. You're listening to the Pain Click on Fox Sports 1280.
Hey, this is Badass Billy Gunn of the WWE, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Listen and feel the pain.
Well, welcome back to the Pain Clinic. Tell me, what's wrong with that?
I didn't even pay attention to you. I'm sorry.
It was Badass Billy Gunn saying, "I'm Badass Billy Gunn of the WWE," and you're listening to the Pain Clinic.
Well, seeing as he's an agent for AEW now.
Yeah, we proved that it was wrong. Forgot to tell people that if they don't want to call us, they can always text us at that same number.
I did tweet Chris Jericho this morning.
Did you?
And he did not tweet back.
Oh, maybe he had too much bubbly last night.
That's a very real possibility. Mike, are you scoping out the best place for bubbly after tonight?
Yeah. Mike Adamley, by the way. Thank you, DC. And Pete and Virgin. Both of us let us know. It was Mike Adamley who was that terrible announcer. And Pete and Bergen. That's what it says, with a soft G. So thank you, sir. Champs, wants us to come out and celebrate the Eagles Club gates with rhythm and booze as they capture the Upstate tag team titles for a record 8th time when they beat the Process, Defiance, and the McLeods. And yes, it's always a party if Champ's around. So, you know, because it's like, what's the old saying, lying about the mullets? It's a, you know, it's a something in the front and party in the back.
Business in the front, party in the back.
There we go. So that's what it's like with those guys. So check them out tonight. That's going to be a great show. UPW, the Upstate 8. Upstate 8 is interesting because they've had tag matches for the Upstate 8 tag team titles, and they did that 1 year. And that 1 year we got Jay Lethal and...
and Azrael, wasn't it?
Azrael, yeah. It was, what were they called in Ring of Honor?
A Special K.
Special K, the power of Special K. And, you know, and that... I remember I got to be cameraman for WrestleVision for that. And it was like, I was like sitting along the edge of the canvas on the ring and just videoing it. It was really pretty cool. Welcome back to the show. We don't got much time left, you know. Is there any big news I've missed? I mean, we've talked about a lot of things. Oh, Here's a big piece of news. With all the stuff we talked about with what happened in Saudi Arabia, Vince McMahon comes out, WWE comes out and puts out a press release saying that they're going to continue this relationship with Saudi Arabia through 2027.
You know what's really funny? Is their original agreement was for 10 years, signed in 2017 through 2027 for two events a year. So this press release, and this is not just me saying this, their stock prices were almost at their 52-week low when they announced this press release. They were just trying to get something positive out so they could try to rebound stock prices.
And
there's absolutely no substance to this press release.
There's some actual legitimacy to what happened. We've heard more stories about maybe plane issues now that may have kept them from coming back.
Well, you've heard certain people who are talking heads say there's plane issues, and you hear other people say, you know, other people not talk.
The story we told last week about Vince McMahon cutting the feed to the network and them being mad about it. But I don't think that was what really happened. I think it's more of a perfect storm because the plane was too heavy and then they had to get things off of it. Then they'd put more fuel in it, they said. Then they'd move everyone back to their hotel room. And it really led to NXT TakeOver SmackDown Buffalo, pretty much. So, but there's probably a truth in there someplace. I'll let you differentiate and figure out yourself.
There's no denying there's a $60 million payment made on the day of the show.
Oh, really?
They announced it during the call that there was a $60 million in revenue increase, that a one-time payment made that day.
So maybe there was some legitimacy to that. A lot of injury news coming out this week. Aleister Black has been dealing with some knee problems. He's going to be out for a while. Sami Zayn has been having some trouble with his shoulders. The same shoulder he probably had surgery on, I'm guessing.
The last time he had surgery and he was out for that extended period of time, he had surgery on both shoulders.
Yeah. Ooh. So, and let's see. What else did I see there? Oh, yeah. We already talked about Xavier Woods and the issues. How long he's going to be out. Cedric Alexander's been dealing with minor injury over the past few weeks. Alexa Bliss is out now. Looks like she has a shoulder injury. Doesn't stop her from being on the social media and showing us her pigs. She's got. You know,
Is huge.
Yeah. It sleeps in her house, which is pretty amazing. So if you're a fan. This weekend, tonight. Now, if you go to UPW, you can watch the pay per view tonight after it. That's right. AEW's pay per view tonight. Full Gear. We get Jericho versus Cody for the title. Moxley versus Omega. Scorpio Sky, Kazarian versus Private Party versus Lucha Brothers for the AEW titles. Riho versus Emi Sakura for the women's title. Pac versus Hangman Adam Page probably will steal the show, I'm guessing. The Bucks are taking on Proud and Powerful. Sean Spears versus Joey Janela. They built that feud up pretty much just this past week. And Bea Priestley versus Britt Baker is going to be on the pre-show. So check that out. You can order it through Fight TV. Is that what it was I said? Yeah, or BR. What's that?
Fight TV's international.
Bleacher Report Live.
So we're going to get out of here. Thank you guys for making it. We took a lot of calls. Thank you guys for calling. We'll talk more next week. Check out all our old stuff online at thepainclinic.net. We'll see you next week, folks.